Welcome to Wing Academy Radio, an extension of Wing Academy of Unfoldment. I'm Diane Wing, your host and guide as we talk about how to evolve using a variety of techniques, concepts, and philosophies. We will address issues related to the mind, body, and spirit, discover how to release what holds us back, and ways to come into our power. Find out more at DianeWing.com. My special guest is Melissa Alvarez, author of Believe and Receive, Find the Law That Works for You. Melissa is a best-selling, award-winning author who has written 10 books and nearly 500 articles on self-help, spirituality, and wellness. As a professional intuitive coach, energy worker, spiritual advisor, medium, and animal communicator with over 25 years of experience, Melissa teaches others how to connect with their own intuitive nature and how to work with frequency for spiritual growth. Visit her online at melissaa.com and animalfrequency.com. Welcome, Melissa.
Thanks so much for having me today, Diane.
I am so excited because I chose your book out of a pile of books, and it really spoke to me. I think that it's important for people to understand the universal laws, and your use of the 40 laws of nature is so powerful and practical that I couldn't wait to interview you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate those kind words.
So what was the catalyst for writing Believe and Receive?
Well, you know, when people think of the natural laws of the universe, they automatically think of the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is a very important universal law, but it's not the only one. And I just thought that, you know, a lot of people are missing out on laws that could be helping them. So I wanted to bring forth 40 of the laws so they could use them in specific ways and for specific purposes. And there's such a wide variety in there. You could use them during the day or during, you know, the afternoon. Or, you know, you might need one law in the morning and a different law at night. But by putting them all together in a book, it's easy to go back and forth and look at the laws. So I really wanted people to know that there are more laws than just the law of attraction, and you can use all of them to attain your desires in life.
Yeah, and the way that you explain them is so clear. It's like anybody can read this and understand the laws and how it applies to them. That's
Thank
the beauty
you.
Of your book, yeah.
Thank you. I try to write in a very personable, conversational tone, like if I'm sitting on a couch with the reader and we're just having a discussion. And that's how I try to go across with my books, because I think you learn easier that way than if you're just reading something that's very dry and boring. A lot of books can be dry and boring, and I don't want mine to be one of them, so I try to be very conversationalist in tone.
Yep, well, you've definitely accomplished that.
Well, thank you.
And with 40 laws, how does somebody decide which one would be most beneficial for their overall spiritual growth?
With spiritual growth, it's twofold, the ones that I would recommend. First, you have the law of divine oneness. Now, that law means that everything we see and touch in the physical realm, and then everything we see and feel and experience in the spiritual realm, are all interconnected, and they're all part of the whole. And when you connect to the divine oneness that's part of you and part of the spiritual universe, you see life in a very different perspective. Now, when you're looking at life from a unique perspective, the law of perspective means that we all have unique points of view, and that varies depending on the people we're with, the people we meet, and the experiences that we're having. And when you have a unique perspective and the law of perspective, based on your beliefs, so if your beliefs change because of your interactions with others, then your perspective changes. Now, when we connect to divine oneness, and we have a unique perspective, then we're looking at life from not only our point of view, but from other people's point of view. And that helps us to relate better and to grow spiritually with the people that we're interacting with. Now, the other law that I think is important in our overall spiritual growth is the law of light. Now, this law is when we can transform our consciousness by connecting to our own inner light and the light of the universe, and also the light within other people. These kind of connections allow us to open ourselves to a deeper sense of empowerment and a wider range of spiritual knowledge. And this really helps us to be more connected to our own awakened consciousness. Now, when you use these three laws together, you're really able to get to know yourself on a deeper level, to know others by their inner light, and to see how all of this connects together at a universal level. And by doing that, then you're able to grow more in your own spiritual development and have a deeper connection with your true spiritual self. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And at the same time, it reduces the amount of judgment you place on others.
Exactly.
And increases acceptance of the way that others see the world, and that it's not all about us as an individual. When someone comes at us with their belief system, that's about them. And
right.
However it connects with the world and the rest of life, it's not a personal attack. So that I would think that it increases tolerance as well.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And the thing is, you know, when we're relating to other people, sometimes somebody else's belief, they may mention something that we've never considered before, and then you go, wait a minute, that kind of makes sense to me. So by being open to the perspectives of others and using the law of perspective, it can also enlighten us more, because now we're considering more than just ourselves and our own spiritual growth. It's what else is in the universe? What do I not know about at this point in time in my life that could help me become a more truer aspect of my soul self? And how can I use that in the world to help others?
Yes. And what is being reflected back to us by that contrary opinion? What could
right.
possibly be within ourselves that we just, it's hard for us to see.
Right. And sometimes we're blind to ourselves and how we're reacting to other people until we see something that is reflected back at us.
What was the law that really charged you up, like the law that opened your mind to the whole idea of exploring the universal laws in a more intensive way?
Well, the law of gratitude is one that's always hit home to me, because I think we have to appreciate not only what we have been given, but also the other people in our lives, the situations that we experience. Everybody has bad things happen to them, but when we can learn to accept and appreciate the experience for the experience itself without judging the experience, I think that helps us to grow spiritually. It's real easy to say, this shouldn't have happened to this person, or how can you understand my grief? Everybody grieves. There is no time period on grief. But when we can appreciate the person or animal or the situation for who they are, what they are, and what it is, then it helps us grow spiritually, and it helps us to, I don't know, kind of understand ourselves better. Things happen, and not everything that happens is good, but everything can be a learning experience, and it's how you deal with it and how you move forward from it that is helpful. And I think the law of gratitude really can make it easier when you're thankful for having the person or having the animal in your life. Then there's a lesson there that they will always be with you. And yeah, maybe they went too soon, but we all choose when we come and when we go before we're born. The law of gratitude is really, it's really important to be thankful for the experience and for the person and for the animals and to appreciate them as you move forward in life.
The law of gratitude is my favorite because we're grateful for everything. Everything, like you said, good, bad, and different.
Mm-hmm.
For being able to open our eyes in the morning, for the air that we're breathing, and just for everything that is in our lives, that brings more things to be grateful for. That lifts the spirit like nothing
True.
Else. And it's like counting your blessings.
True, that's exactly right.
And beyond that, it connects to the other laws, doesn't it? So when we're in gratitude,
it does.
We're connecting to the oneness. We're connecting to the law of attraction, because if we're grateful, we're attracting more things to be grateful for.
That's true. Yes, exactly right.
So as readers take a look at Believe and Receive, connect the dots, people. Because these laws don't exist in a void.
Right, they don't.
Yeah.
And all of the laws, you know, they interact with one another. Like, one of my other favorite laws is the law of action. Because a lot of times you'll find people who are, and I have to say I've probably been guilty of it myself in the past, and I try not to be now, but when you say, okay, this is what I want in my life, now give it to me. It kind of doesn't work that way, you know? So you can't just sit back on your couch and wait for whatever it is that you want to have to come to you, because if you're not taking action, and the law of action states this, if you're not taking action and showing the universe that this is what I want and this is what I'm willing to do to get there, okay? So you're willing to do this, you're willing to get to that point, so that it's easier for the universe to say, here, you know what, you're helping yourself, so let me help you too. If you just sit back and say, I want, guess what, you're not going to get it, because you're not trying to do something for yourself. You've got to help yourself in order to achieve the goals that you want. Now, that being said, there are plenty of times when you say, you know what, I really need this because of whatever reason, and universe, help me out, you know? And then, boom, you have it, and you're just like, wow, you're amazed because you weren't expecting it that fast. But other times, and I would say 99% of the time, when you ask for things and you're working to achieve them, it's going to take a little time for them to happen. You're not just going to... People might think, okay, well, I'll try this. I'm going to do the law of attraction or the law of action or whatever law that you're trying to do. And by tomorrow at 5:00, it's going to be done. So it doesn't work that way. The universe has its own timetable, and you'll get it when you're supposed to have it. Now, one thing that I think is important to understand is it doesn't matter which law that you're working with. Don't think that you're doing something wrong when you're using the laws, okay? Everybody is unique, and everybody uses the laws in a way that feels right to them on a soul level. So if you're trying to, say you're meditating about the law, and you're thinking about the law, and you're thinking about what you want to achieve with this law, but yet you don't see results right away, that's okay. It might take a while. And if for some reason you don't get the results that you're trying to achieve, there's probably a reason for that. For example, if you want to move to Spain, but you're in a relationship with someone who would never, ever, ever consider moving to Spain. Well, you may not move to Spain right now because you're achieving what you want to get might inadvertently hurt somebody else or make them be in a difficult situation. So the universe might hold off on giving you what you want until you're at a place where you're supposed to have it. So say, let's fast forward 10 years. Okay, you've been in this relationship, and for some reason it didn't work out, unfortunately. So now you're single, and you want to move to Spain. Guess what? Spain, here I come. You know what I mean? So now the time is right for you to achieve what you wanted to achieve. All these years you've been thinking, I'd really love to live in Spain, but it wasn't the right time. You know what I mean? So in any situation you find yourself in, just know that when the time is right for something to come to you, it's going to show and make an appearance in your life. And you just need to keep trying to achieve it as you go through life. And sometimes you might feel like, you know what, I've been trying to achieve this for so long. I'm just going to put it on the back burner, and when it's time, it'll come to me. And then you just forget about it. And you never know when it's going to show up. So that's how I look at the laws. I mean, they're all intertwined, like you said, and they're all working at the same time, and we can access them whenever we need them or whenever we want to use them to achieve certain goals.
Yes, I agree with all of that. And the idea that it's divinely timed is so important. So some people wish for things, and they actually happen to prove a point. Like maybe it shouldn't have been what, it's not the result you expected. It's what you asked for, but it's not the result you expected. And so the universe has a sense of humor, I guess.
I think so.
as it teaches us these lessons. So how to mitigate that a little bit could be, I say, I want this with harm to none in its right time.
Right, that's a very good way to do it. And you also have to be very careful how you word things. Okay, so you don't want to ever have like a negative intonation in the way you're wording something, because what you might get is exactly what you asked for. So be careful with how you word things, and be pure with your intention. I always say that intention is the biggest thing that is important to us as spiritual beings, because our intentions and our thoughts behind the reasons why we are doing things is what motivates us, is what guides us. But if your intentions are not pure and if they're not based in good, then, you know, you're going to get back what you receive. So, you know, always have a positive intention and always look at the good that you can do in the world using these laws and with pure intention.
Yes, intention directs the energy. And as we look at our own intentions, we can also look at the intentions of others to understand at a deeper level what it is they truly want.
Mm-hmm. And what truly motivates them as well.
Yes, yes. And so you can take appropriate action based in a deeper understanding as opposed to superficially what they're saying.
Right. A lot of times people can say one thing and mean something totally different.
Yeah.
And if you're aware of the laws and you're aware of your own personal vibration, your own personal frequency, and you can connect to the energy of the person, you can really see beyond the words.
Oh, yeah. And just rewinding for a moment about what you were talking about before, about you're wishing for something, but you're not taking action. I call that wishcraft, and that doesn't work.
And it doesn't.
If you're expecting that the universe should give it to you, and you demand it, to my knowledge, there is no law of entitlement.
No, there's not. Actually, entitlement is, you really want to stay away from that. People who have a sense of entitlement tend to just, I don't know. I just think that, you know, you really have to get over yourself a little bit, because it's not always about what you deserve, but it's about what you can do to help other people. And when you come from that mindset and that heart set, then your life will flow so much easier. I mean, a lot of times if you have a sense of entitlement, it's like hitting a brick wall over and over and over and over again, because until you get it that, okay, I don't have to think this way. I can think that in a different mindset, that I don't always deserve this and I should get it, but maybe I have to work for it and help other people, and then it'll be given to me. So, you know, you got to look at it from a different perspective.
I love that, and it's so true, because again, nothing happens in a void. We're connected, everything's connected, we're energetically all connected.
That's right.
But to have that sense of helping others to be in high service to others.
Yep.
But being helpful to others without having it be a detriment to yourself, like to the point of exhaustion. There are some circumstances where you're trying to help somebody and they keep asking for your help, but they're not following the law of action themselves.
Right, and there comes a point when if you are in that situation, you are the one who has to say, hey, wait a minute, and you have to put a stop to it, because that's just energetically draining you, and the person who is doing that, they may not even realize that they're doing that, but they need to, sometimes you have to cut people off and let them learn to stand on their own 2 feet, because otherwise, you know, how are they going to learn their lessons in life? And that's a hard situation to have to go through, but I think, especially if you're on the other end, when you're the one getting cut off, but you have to understand that, okay, it's time to grow up, and it's time to grow spiritually, and it's time to move forward on my own path instead of trying to pull the energy from someone else. And I think that's a lesson at some point in our lives. Everybody has to learn that at some point, and then move forward with it.
How would that be connected to the law of love?
Well, you have to love the people who are around you and realize that you're taking advantage of them. And when you love someone, even if it's just, you know, acquaintances, there's all different levels of love. And when you love someone and you are trying to do what's best for them, you always want to look at their best interest. And being a drain on their energy is not in that person's best interest. It's in your best interest, and the law of love also means that you need to love yourself, that you need to love yourself enough to be able to understand yourself and to move forward on your own path and to take responsibility for yourself instead of trying to always make somebody else responsible for you.
I love the way that you talk about love and acceptance in the book. I just want to read a little bit
This
section.
Thank you.
The law of love means to let your actions speak for you. When you love another person without expecting them to love you back, then your actions are showing the person how much you care and that there are no conditions on how you feel about them, because you love them for themselves, not who you want them to be. This is such a critical point.
Thank you.
Relationships.
That's true.
And whenever you're loving and you're giving and you're doing something for the highest good, your heart feels open. It's not that what some people consider love, where there's jealousy and envy and all those things, because that feels like your heart is closed. But when you're truly loving, there's this bright opening sense, and you understand that it doesn't matter what you're doing for that other person. It's not tit for tat. And the love that you're giving to them will come back to you, but not necessarily directly from that other person.
Right.
The person that you're focusing on.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference in spiritual love and romantic love. You're talking about two different types.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you are opening yourself up. When you are sharing your spiritual love with others, then it's unconditional love. It's love that has no boundaries. And when you can look at yourself, it makes you feel so great to know, you know, I love this person. I love these things or these animals or these, I have a lot of animals, so, you know, I love, you know, and it's a deep spiritual love. And I think when you get into the romantic love, that's when you get into the jealousy and the negativity that can go along with relationships and all that stuff. But if you try to look at the romantic love as well from a spiritual love point of view or perspective, then you see it differently. And I think when you can let go of the negative parts of it from a romantic standpoint, then it really makes your relationship so much better and so much deeper and so much calmer. And it's like, it's just a different type of love.
It does, because when that other person is happy, it lifts you up. That's how you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Purity of love. And it doesn't matter. Like, that's the reward, is to see them happy.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right.
And so I know that when I'm truly feeling love for an animal or a person, it makes me smile. I can't not smile. And my heart feels light, and there's even like a spring in my step. I know that's kind of cliche, but
I get it. And yeah, and I think that experiencing and understanding unconditional spiritual love is part of everyone's life lesson on the earthly plane. And if we can learn that, that's one of the best things in the world that we can learn, because you're going to treat people differently when you're looking and relating to them from a spiritual point of view and from a spiritual type of love. And that's different. And it's very wholesome, it's very pure, and it's very timeless, I guess you would say.
Yeah. It also helps us as individuals attain inner peace and harmony and balance. And when we have that, that's really what we're receiving as far as, I mean, you can buy stuff and you can be asking for all these material things, but it's never going to make you feel the way really applying these laws can make you feel. There's like this sparkly feeling. I don't know how else to describe it. When you're really connected to the divine, and that when you really understand what these laws are meant to do and how we can benefit from them and how we can lift the vibration of the world and other
people. You definitely can.
Yeah.
One of the other laws that goes along with all this is the law of faith, that you have to believe that what you're doing and the actions you're taking on the earthly plane are what you're supposed to be doing as far as your soul's purpose. And when you're putting out energy of the things that you want to attain in life on the physical plane, you also have to have faith that what is supposed to happen will happen. And that ties right along into the title of the book. You have to believe it in order to receive it. And if you're not believing it, then you may not receive it, because you have to, it has to come from within you. And you have to be willing to connect at a universal, divine level with the energy of these laws. And if you do that, then they can help you. It's just unbelievable how many ways they can help you. And it's really like an open book. You can write your own pages there. So I find all these laws, I chose the 40 laws that are in the book because I thought that they would be the most helpful to readers and the ones that we will encounter more often than not.
Right. Yeah. I thought there was value in every single one of the ones that you chose.
Thank you.
They're all very important, and that they are laws that people can connect to and see in action in their own lives on a daily basis. All of the laws come into play at various times. And when we're aware of what they state, it's easier to connect to them. Like, awareness enhances our ability to connect. And then once we see them in action, it's easier to believe.
That's true.
If you come in all skeptical and you're like, oh, well, I don't know, I never saw it work, and the law of attraction doesn't work for me, and so this isn't true. Well, that's just a very superficial understanding of what's going on here.
Exactly. And let me put it into a different kind of terminology. So if you've never had a paranormal experience in your life, it only takes one time for you to be a believer. Okay? So it's the same thing with the laws. You may not have experienced the laws up until now, but it only takes one successful interaction with the law for you to believe in how much they can help you.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you have been experiencing the laws throughout your life. You just didn't realize that that's what was happening.
Exactly.
And so it's like a misinterpretation.
Or just being unaware, too. Just unaware that they're there and that you can utilize them to help yourself.
Yeah. So what's the best way for readers to use this book to achieve all the things that we're talking about?
So I recommend, if you get the book, to start reading from the beginning to the end. Read all the laws, become familiar with the laws, and then, because they all can happen during your day, you might need the law of gratitude in the morning if you're feeling difficulty having gratitude for something, or you might experience the law of action in the afternoon where you decide to take action on something. And then as you find yourself in situations throughout your life, then you can say, okay, maybe this law will help me with this situation. And then go to the book, read about the law, read the exercise, the practical application tips, and then, you know, apply that law to that situation. And you can work with one law at a time if you want to try to understand that law better, or you can pick and choose as you need them as things occur in your life. Now, the practical application tips, the exercises, you know, I suggest doing those when you have time to do them, because some of them are a little more complex. But the practical application tips, those are there to help you as a reminder of how to stay on track, how to connect with the law in just a minute. They're just more like reminders of things. And those, you can refer to those all the time.
Okay, great. What's one tip that you can leave, or, you know, if there's more, that's fine too, that you can tell listeners right now that they could apply today, right after they finish listening to this?
First, you need to believe in yourself, okay? You need to believe that you can do this. You can connect with the natural laws of the universe, that you can use the energy and the feelings and the interactions that you have in order to help yourself grow spiritually, interact with other people, and to become more well-versed in your own spirituality. When you're learning about your spiritual path, you have to do the research so that you can grow. You have to expand your horizons and learn what you can learn by reading and researching and you know, following along with the natural laws. All of these laws can be applied. You just have to take the time to do it. And I encourage everyone to take the time because, you know, you can get so many blessings and so many good experiences with other people just by applying these laws. I mean, there's a lot. We live in a world full of people and we're connected to other people, and, you know, you're going to have relationships with people, and if you're a hermit, you're not around anybody, you know, so that's a different scenario. But even if you live by yourself and you're not around anybody, you can still use these laws to connect to the divine. And that's what it's all about. It's understanding how you can have a deeper connection to your own divine spirituality and how the laws can help you achieve the best that you can achieve, and so that you become the most spiritually advanced person that you can be during this lifetime.
And I would add to that, that you can bring light into the darkness. If you're feeling like your life isn't going well, if you're feeling depressed and anxious, applying these laws can help shift that.
Definitely.
In incredible ways. And the book, with the list of practical applications for each law, makes it easy to just try one little tip and see how that feels to you. And if it doesn't feel right, try a different one. But
exactly.
The list is long enough that you can find one that you resonate with.
Yeah. There's 10 practical application tips per law. So there's a lot in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do people get the book? Tell them about the other stuff that you've created, and how
okay.
do they stay in touch with you?
The book is available, the actual release date is December 8th, but they've already released it at Llewellyn's website, which is llewellyn.com. It's already shipping early from amazon.com, so, you know, it's available. The ebook won't be available until actually on the 8th. But any retailer, you can find the book at any retail site or Llewellyn's site. You can also find it in your bookstores, your local bookstores. If they don't have it, you can ask that they order it, and that's not a problem. Barnes & Noble carries it. So that's where you can get the book. I also created a deck of mini meditation cards to go along with the book. Those contain quotes from the book that they're my quotes that I came up with. You can find them in the book at the beginning of every chapter. And what I did is I put those on cards that tells you the name of the law so you can refer back to it. But these are business-sized cards so that you can carry them around with you. And if at any point during the day you're like, okay, well, I wonder what law would be applicable to me right now, you could just randomly draw one. And then you could meditate, you know, even a quick meditation about the quote, about the law. Or I also try to intuit the energy of the law and to project that by showing the different color schemes behind the quote. So you could also meditate on the energy of the law, too, through the images. So those are available, and they're available on my website. They're not distributed anywhere. They're just from me at shop.melissaa.com. My website is melissaa.com. You can also get there if you forget that. It's melissaalvarez.com redirects there too. And then you can find me online at Facebook. You go to my profile page, it's Melissa Alvarez Author. And then my author page is I Am Melissa Alvarez. So that's where I'm at, and I'd love to hear from readers. So anytime anybody wants to send me an email, you know, I'll try my best to answer it. Sometimes I get a lot of emails. They might take me a little time to get to you, but I will answer if at all possible.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for this enlightening conversation. I hope everybody enjoyed it and that you get the book Believe and Receive by Melissa Alvarez. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on today. This was a lot of fun. I truly enjoyed myself.